Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Yeah.
I see you've noticed that I did not use my remote control to turn on the video version.
Yeah.
To turn on the recording.
You're holding that switch?
I was holding my switch and I didn't use it.
Yep.
And I tapped the screen.
Yep.
Yes, I noticed that too.
Yep.
I noticed that too.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm happy.
So before you mention it, I thought I would just say it myself. Yeah. So that it wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
I did that. Yes, I did that.
You did, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
So, mate.
All right.
We met.
Yes.
Tokuro-san.
Yes.
Da-da-da.
That's who we just met. We're at the Amazon studio.
Yeah.
And once in a blue moon, or like...
See that?
Once in a blue moon, like a guest would come in.
Yeah.
Right? To record something on the studio.
Yeah, in a different floor.
In a different floor. And like the manager of this studio would be like, hey, why don't you guys like collab, like meet?
Yeah.
And there you go. We met her.
Yep.
And it was such a lovely, lovely acquaintance.
True.
It's a Kyogenshi.
Yes.
Kyogenshi-san. Kyogenshi-san.
Yeah, Kyogenshi-san.
Right.
You know Kyogen? Do you know Kyogen?
No, I've never seen it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's a traditional Japanese, let's say comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a comedy show.
She said Kigeki.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like a happy story.
Yeah.
Is how I'm understanding it.
Well, it's not necessarily like happy story, but it's a funny story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, sometimes, you know, protagonists make some errors, mistakes.
Okay, got it.
It's a funny story. You know?
Oh.
It's a comedy show.
Like Chaplin.
Yeah.
Chaplin, but a Japanese version. Or like Mr. Beans, but a Japanese version.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it has a long, long history, like 600 years.
That's really long.
600 years.
That's very long.
Yeah.
600 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Double with the United States history, right?
Yeah.
It's quite long. And she's the... you know, older sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's the first lady,
Kyogenshi.
Kyogenshi-san.
In Japan.
In history, like 600.
Wow.
History's first lady. And the lady we've met is the second.
Imoto-san.
Imoto-san.
Uh-huh. The father?
Yep.
Kids?
Yeah.
So you can't just randomly decide to...
The brother?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Brother, yes. Brother-san, mm-hmm. Oni-san.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just randomly become a Kyogenshi then? Or do you have to be in a family?
I guess so.
Like, historically traced back to...
I guess so.
Oh.
It's a family one, family thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, have to be trained professionally, specific, you know, voice, you know.
Right, she showed us, like, an example of how that...
was quite...
Yeah, that was pretty fascinating.
Yeah,
you know,
that was...
The voice?
Yeah, like, really clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's suitable for, you know, explain it, but loud?
Uh-huh.
Big?
It was... explosive?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was really, you know, dynamic.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Dynamic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a professional... some kind of training, you know, voice throat.
And she said that she was able to do that from 3.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
How does a 3-year-old do that?
Right. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I think I remember, I think I may be wrong,
mm-hmm.
but I may have seen a... scene one during high school.
Oh.
As like a field trip kind of.
Oh, okay. In Japan.
Yeah. But I don't know if that was Kyogen or like No.
Ah, okay.
Or like, I think there's more.
Yeah, Kabuki.
Kabuki. Uh-huh. At that time of...
Yeah, you just came to Japan not knowing.
I couldn't tell the difference of it all.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing one, and like there was the stage there, and like the side of the stage, there was this signage Like electronic signage of like...
Electronic signage?
Yeah. Oh. Like what they're saying is displayed on the screen. In the translation as well. Okay. Like for the dumbasses in Japan.
Yeah. Like it's, you.
Was there, yeah. So that we would be able to understand what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
And...
Yeah, then must be Kyogen or Kabuki, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I actually have never experienced Kyogen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Kyogen.
Yeah. But when I was an elementary school student, I tried to know.
Okay. You actually tried?
I tried. There were like professional no performer came to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And he teaches some of us.
Okay.
How to, you know, act, how to move, how mm-hmm. to sing.
Uh-huh.
And we did the like kind of summer school.
Mm-hmm.
We learned and did a show in front of the school.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's quite different, no, and
Kyogen.
But yeah.
How was it? How was the no experience?
It was difficult because you have to, you know, respect all the rules, like mm-hmm. how to move, how to walk, mm-hmm. how to speak. It's all like you have to completely do the things just like the tradition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all written.
Like every step.
Yeah.
Every movement of the body.
Yeah. Well, it's not even written. It's just told, you know.
Ah.
It's told. And you have right. to do just like you've been told to do
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was really difficult.
Yeah.
But it was fun, like moving, you know, how to use your body. It was mm-hmm. a new experience, quite fun experience to me.
Yeah. Like there's a similar, like Shakespeare is a similar kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
I remember back when I was in middle school, teachers would give us assignments of like Hamlet or like Romeo and Juliet or like King.
Rhea?
Julius Caesar.
Okay.
Julius Caesar? Wait, Shakespeare has a novel called Julius Caesar, right?
Diao? King Rhea? No.
No. No, no, I never heard of that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Those things. And it was so hard to understand. It was so ancient English.
Mm-hmm.
Like how they. Yeah. I couldn't understand it. And I remember buying this book. It was called Spark Notes.
Okay.
And it was like, it's a book. Mm-hmm. The left side has the Shakespeare version. On the right side has like a modern English version.
Version. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's, and I would read the modern English version mm-hmm. and it was so much easier to understand. Course, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it's similar to that.
True. Like. She said that it's all in ancient Japanese, Muromachi, Jidai no Japanese. So maybe it's really hard for people like me and you to understand what she exactly says in the show.
And like, I don't, you know that my koten grades were very low.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that, you know, if you don't understand koten, it's an even bigger, you know, like a bigger barrier. Like it's harder for people like me, I guess, to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe I'll look at the English version first.
Yeah.
But no. And understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And then the Japanese.
Yeah. She does also the English version of Kyogen
mm-hmm.
to the world.
Yeah.
So maybe that's easier for
that's
you
easier
to
for
understand.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But like she said that the audience, when they, the audience, when they looked at the English version, the Japanese version, some people said that the English version was actually kind of easier to understand.
Even in Japan.
Right. Even the Japanese people said that because it's straightforward.
Yeah.
Right. The English is more accessible than like the ancient Japanese.
True.
That's what she said.
Simple and.
Which is kind of ironic and interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Yeah. So the quick share of the encounter we had. At
well,
the
that
Amazon
was quite
studio.
A moment.
That was quite a moment.
I felt something, you know,
mm-hmm.
tradition from her, kind mm-hmm. of, you know, how they stand.
Yeah.
How she stands and how she you know, speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you guys are interested in the show,
how do you read that?
Izumi Shimai no Kai.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go and check that.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.